And our next visitor, our next guest, is John Neister. That's N-E-I-S-T-E-R. And he is with Far UV Stellaray.
Stellaray.
Yes, okay. And the website is stellaray.com. So welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So I've got your website open, and it's very nice. I like it.
Well, thank you.
This is just audio, so if you don't want to, you can just not do the visual if you don't want to.
Okay, not a problem.
Okay, I'm very not familiar with, but I love lights. I'm sitting in front of a near infrared sauna light that I really like. So light and sunshine and any kind of ray or light is fascinating to me. So tell us exactly what you do, and you mentioned that President Trump is fascinated with the idea that the Stellaray lights could kill coronavirus, and I have seen photos or images of airports that have had this light in their airport. So could you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, they're not in airports yet, Dina, but we hope to one day be in airports and schools and hospitals and everywhere. My brother was asked to go to Dover Wastewater Treatment Plant and see why they weren't meeting their effluents back in 1999. And he saw all the UVC lamps at 254 nanometers and wondered, why is everyone using that wavelength? So being a physicist, he's built lasers for 40 years. He built lasers for the Navy to track Russian subs. He was part of the Reagan Star Wars program. And he built the first tattoo removal laser that went to FDA approval. So he knows light, he knows the interaction of skin, and he asked himself, why is everyone using 254 UVC? And he went to UNH, University of New Hampshire, and found a book back in 1935 that showed a higher peak absorption in the DNA at 222 nanometers. Being a physicist, he could make that light, and he took it back to UNH, he tested it, and for the same dose on the MS2 phage virus, he got 10,000 times better kill. So in 2005, he left a previous company that he founded and spent a year and a half patenting the wavelength, 222 nanometers, for surface, liquid, and air disinfection. It took over 8 years to get the patent examiners to understand that there's a real difference between 254 nanometers and 222, just like there's a difference between red and blue in the visible spectrum. So after 8 years, we got the patents. We've now got worldwide patents on air surface liquid disinfection, and we've recently added eye and skin disinfection. So we are trying to bring to market, and certainly before this hit, we were mostly using our lamps in cannabis grows, believe it or not, to keep the powdery mildew off of cannabis plants. So we have lamps in a hospital in New Hampshire running 5 years, 24/7, getting everything single pass kill. We went to LMS Labs in Minnesota and showed that our lamp in a duct gets single pass kill of Staph aureus, 99.99%. And the highest rated UVC lamp in that same duct got less than 1%. The lab owner said he's never seen UVC get more than 1%. So he was at the time advocating for our lamps to be in pig barns in Minnesota, which we're working with some researchers up there, because the pig virus up until this hit was the most devastating disease out there, killing millions and millions of pigs in China.
Really?
It's a major problem.
Well, anytime you have a lot of animals and a lot of, well, you have their feces and everything else, there's a lot of germs, a lot of bad things out there that can affect our health. And what you're saying is that this UV light is something that would help in order to prevent staph infections in hospitals and as you say in pig barns. So what is the kind of UV light that reaches Earth from the sun, and how beneficial is it in killing coronavirus?
Well, that's UVA and UVB. You're familiar with those because of tanning salons. But UVC and far UV, the spectrum that we're in, don't reach the Earth's surface. They're stopped by the ozone layer. So pathogens have not built up an immunity over the millennia for those two wavelengths. So UVC at 254 has been used for over 100 years. And it just happens to create a dimer or alter the DNA so it can't replicate. We have at 222 nanometers higher photon energy, so we're actually breaking the chemical bonds of these pathogens, all known pathogens, bacteria, spores, and viruses, and we're blowing them apart. And yet the photon energy is high, but the penetration is low. It does not penetrate the epidermis or the dead skin layer of humans, so it's actually safe for humans. We have an ophthalmologist in Florida that's been working over 2 years disinfecting eyes. He started with corneas from an eye bank. He sent them to labs in England and the UK and US and showed that our photons don't penetrate the cornea of the eye. And yet he's able to disinfect any known pathogen on the cornea in less than 20 seconds.
Wow.
So right now he's treating live patients, real patients, and has an IRB, Internal Review Board, permission from the FDA to treat live patients. And up until this pandemic, we were thinking that would be our route to FDA approval for human exposure. But now we've applied for emergency use authorization from the FDA. And if we get that, then exactly what you said at the beginning, we could have them in airports disinfecting the air, in schools, in, pharmacies in Seattle to elementary schools in Maine.
Well, I'm looking at your website, skin disinfection, and some of the let's see, LMS Labs in Minneapolis,
Right.
and looking at that image, and that is amazing. Just from using the excimer, how do you pronounce that?
Excimer. Excimer
Excimer
wave.
wave sterile ray
Right.
lamp.
It's a very different, I'm sorry. It's a very different
Go
lamp.
ahead.
It's a very different lamp than you've ever seen before. If you look at some of the videos on our YouTube channel, it's actually looks like lightning inside.
Wow. Wow.
Our lamps are skin safe. They get very quick disinfection. There are no electrodes, so these lamps last over 30,000 hours. As I said, we've got lamps in a hospital in New Hampshire that's been running 24/7 for over 5 years. They're instant on, and we can put up to a kilowatt into a lamp, which means being very, very quick to disinfect surfaces and hopefully humans.
Sorry, I was taking a drink of water. This is amazing. How come we haven't heard more about this?
Because we've been a very small company in New Hampshire. Like I said, Ed patented the wavelength, and now you're seeing different people around the world starting to realize that 222 nanometers has a tremendous opportunity. And Ed has gotten to the point where he feels that he should license the technology to
Oh,
other companies
absolutely. Yeah.
because, we thought before this happened that, you know, we could do with thousands of lamps, but now there are millions and millions of lamps needed all over the world. We should have, we are talking to three airlines to put our lamps into the HVAC system of airplanes. They should be on buses. They should be in subways. Everywhere people live and work could be much safer, and people feel safe if they had our lamps in the HVAC system and even in the ceilings.
Now, what about, okay, you have a lot of products. Is there anything that it doesn't kill? Would it also kill good bacteria?
Good question. We've been asked that a lot. And yes, it is non-denominational. It kills everything. But we are living in a half-mile sea of good bacteria. The good bacteria outweighs the bad bacteria by 100 million to one. So if we can take care of the bad bacteria, as soon as you walk out the door, you're flooded again with good bacteria. And you're literally covered in good bacteria. So it's just those very few bad pathogens that we have to get rid of and keep out of our society. And we feel that 222 nanometers will give us, hopefully, a semi-normal life after this.
What about in food processing?
We have shown very good results with shelf life on food processing. I've exposed a tomato once, put it in a container, and it lasted 21 days as opposed to the one that was not exposed. And then a potato lasted over 6 months. So we were actually asked to put lamps in refrigerators in the vegetable bins, and we just couldn't do the 100,000 lamps at a time that the company needed. But hopefully, with this, we're going to get some money, and we can build a lamp station right here in Somersworth, New Hampshire. We process the lamps. We make everything right here in New Hampshire. It's all American-made, and we hope to ramp up our production by the end of the year.
Wow. You say it's in laboratories, hospitals, clinics, doctor's offices, dentist offices, maternity areas, labor and delivery areas, pathology areas, kidney dialysis labs, operating rooms, emergency rooms, veterinary clinics. That is a lot of institutions that could profit or benefit from these lamps.
Absolutely.
Wow. We don't hear anything about this on TV. Not that I watch TV, but are you keeping it kind of close to... you have to get FDA approval, right?
No, we can use them right now. We've got multiple products that can be used. We've been shipping duct lamps for people to put in their houses that have low immune systems. We've got a canister. We've got the HVAC systems, as we talked about. And we're even doing wall lamps. And a company in California came to us, bought one of our lamps, tested it extensively, and asked us to build lamps to put in their biosafety cabinets instead of UVC lamps. And then they came back when they were moving into their new facility and said, could you put your lamps into the ceilings of our labs? And we said, yes. We went to a lighting company and had them alter a standard 1x2 foot box. And we built 17 of our new luminaires to go in the ceilings of their lab that will disinfect the labs every night automatically on a timer.
Wow. Now you say you can get rid of C. diff and some of the other. The hospitals are probably where you pick up a lot of bacteria that you wouldn't have otherwise gotten. C. diff being one of those things.
That's correct. That's where all the bad pathogens are. And there was a recent study that showed if a hospital could reduce one HAI, healthcare acquired infection, they could profit up to $1.5 million from additional people in the coming into those beds and having to pay out claims. So we feel our lamps should be in the operating rooms over the operating room table. You would have less surgical site infections. You'd be in the emergency rooms. And certainly right now, we've been advocating for all the doctors and nurses to take off their PPEs in front of our lamps. They could do a TSA pose and turn and disinfect the outside of their PPEs. And what's more important, there was a study that showed that when the doctors or nurses took off the PPEs, it was the virus still in the air that they were being infected by. So with our lamps on, we zap coronavirus very quickly, literally in an eighth of a second in the airstream, and we could be disinfecting the air in the room that they're taking off their PPEs. So we just cannot get the government's attention. We've gone through the political arena, and we get lip service. And it's just very frustrating because we know we can save lives and we know we can save the health of people, especially the caregivers.
So the government does not want to use your products.
No, it's not that they don't want. I think they're being inundated with all these other silver bullets, so to speak. And no one just has gotten to the point where they understand the technology enough. And yet we're being flooded with calls daily. I've got literally over 4,000 to 8,000 people that would buy our hand wand if we can get that into production tomorrow. We tested our wand against a UVC wand that you buy, you know, on Amazon, and we held the UVC wand over a petri dish of spores, which takes a very hard, long 100 millijoules to kill. That's the dose. And it took 3.5 minutes for that little battery-powered UVC wand to get 100 millijoules, and it got less than a 90% reduction, which the scientists said was basically worthless. We then held our wand over the same spores for 7 seconds to get to 100 millijoules, and we got 99.99% reduction. Now, spores are very hard to kill. They take 100 millijoules, which is a dose, and I can explain that. But coronavirus takes less than 20. So that 7 seconds over coronavirus would be less than a second with our hand wand.
My gosh. Now, that's under products?
The disinfection wand.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I see it. Okay. Wow. Now, this would take care of MRSA, would take care of so many things. I would think that every hospital would want your products.
We hope so. We had our previous version hand wand was over 4 pounds, and it was just too heavy to carry people around, for someone to carry around. So it's taken us 2 years to develop a power supply that we can get the weight down to less than 2 pounds. And we're coming out with two versions, a 100-watt wand for more like residential, and we're trying to keep that as low as possible price-wise, and then a 250-watt, more commercial wand that we have airlines that want to use it in their cockpits. We've got movie production houses that want to be able to disinfect their electronics and cameras that you can't put liquid on. And even the console that you're probably sitting in front of, you can't put liquid disinfectant on it, but you could go over it with a wand.
Wow. That is amazing. I'm looking at this wand. And I think, too, public restrooms and hotels or public, you talked about airlines. Think of all the people that use the public restrooms on an airline, an airplane. And I'm sure they don't clean each plane as thoroughly as I would clean anything. I think they pretty much don't clean it at all. Okay,
no, I'll tell you about Boeing when we come back.
Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead.
All righty, we are back. I'm Deanna, and John Neister of Far UV Sterile Ray is our guest. The website is sterileray.com, and I will post that in the chat room so that people can find it quickly. So you were going to tell us about Boeing.
Yes, they came to us and they bought our lamps to develop their no-touch bathrooms. So if you Google Boeing no-touch bathroom, you will see a video of their no-touch bathroom that they've been planning. They are going to put our lamps over the toilet, the sink, and what surprised us the most was they're going to put a lamp in the faucet to disinfect the water coming out of it. I don't know if you've ever heard, but you're not supposed to drink the water or you'd brush your teeth on an international flight on an airplane. But then that's been, they're planning to do that in their next version of the 747s. But with the MAX problems, that whole program has been put on hold. In the meantime, we've been working with an FAA-certified refitter in North Carolina that has the ability to put our lamps into the airstream of planes. And we've been talking to some major airlines about doing that. And we hope the government is going to mandate that just the way they mandated seatbelts for cars. Because, as we all know, this virus is airborne. And that has been very frustrating to us to hear people say that it is not. There's multiple studies out of Asia now that show it is airborne. And it's just a shame that we are not getting the attention to that because it is the only way we're going to be able to get back to a normal way of life is to treat the air in these buildings and restaurants, schools, you name it.
Now, you've compared COVID-19 with SARS-1 and SARS-2.
Yes, it's basically the same type of virus. It's an envelope virus that has a protein envelope, and 222 nanometers just blows it apart.
Wow. Can you see any reason, why the government would not want to use your product?
No. They really should be. I think we just haven't gotten the right attention of the right people. We are diligently working through our different senators in New Hampshire and also different the governor. They're trying to get our attention, you know, the attention of the Army, HHS, DARPA. But so far, even the CDC, no one has done that. There is a professor at Columbia that is also using a 222 nanometer lamp and has gotten excellent results. He did a TED talk about it, unbeknownst to him. My brother had patented the wavelength 5 years before he said he invented
it. Oh.
So he's getting a lot of press, and that's only helping us. But, you know, my brother discovered this wavelength. He patented it, and we are the only American-made company that is producing the lamp.
It seems that with this kind of great technology, that it would be of benefit to the residents, to the citizens of this country and other countries to have your product. So
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I'm wondering, they should be stampeding your facility, asking for your product. I'm kind of skeptical of their avoidance.
We're getting worldwide attention. We've got countries that are asking to put our lamps onto 12,000 buses. Just about every Asian country, we've got a representative that is talking to the health ministry, and they're waiting for us to get into high volume production. The problem is we're trying to find funding for that, but the venture capital and angels in this country are still working as if it's 2018 and want to go through their due diligence, and it's just taking too long. So we're hoping that we're going to get a grant and, you know, someone will step up, and we're also looking to license our technology, as I said, and we've got several major groups that are looking to get a license. We're going to build the first lamp station here in Somersworth, New Hampshire, and hopefully then they will take that technology and the knowledge of that and build their own lamp station, and we'll start producing these by the end of the year. In our facility, in our facility in Somersworth, we've got 10,000 square feet. In 2,500 square feet, we can build a lamp station to make 40,000 lamps a year. That just takes money and time.
Now, what is a lamp station?
A lamp station is what you process the lamps on. You have to take a quartz tube, put it on a vacuum, and suck out all the air. Then you put in what Ed calls a secret sauce, which is not divulged in the patents, that make our lamp safe and 30,000 hours.
Wow. All right, we will be right back. Maybe we'll take some questions right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
TalkRite, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRite makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRite today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes.
All righty, we are back. And our guest today is John Neister of Far UV Sterile Ray. The website is sterileray.com. If you would like to ask a question, feel free to call 800-313-9443. And I would think that everybody in the country would want your product, and I just don't understand why people are not willing to fund you or give you some sort of a grant because of all of the history of viruses and the history of a lot of things. This would help a lot of areas, a lot of facilities, a lot of hospitals, doctor's offices, grocery stores. It just seems like people should be knocking down your doors.
Well, they are. The individuals are calling and want to buy our products, and we just can't produce enough of them. We're getting inundated. I'm every time someone asks me, I'm saying I'm a canoe facing a tsunami. We're getting calls from literally all over the world. People want to rep us. People want to distribute our products. And it's just frustrating that we can't get someone that either wants to take over the company or give us 10 cents on the dollar for the worth of the company. And then the red tape of the government to get grants is just very frustrating. But we're marshaling on. We're an overnight success, 15 years in the making, and we'll do it somehow.
Wow. Now, has Trump indicated that he is open to supporting your efforts or no?
We have not heard from President Trump at all. I don't think he even knows about us. We plan, once we have our 100-watt wand under design, and it's just trying to get it into production, and we plan to send one to Mr. Trump, to President Trump, to see as soon as we get one done.
What about, you mentioned our Anthony Fauci. Do you think, I don't have a lot of confidence in him, but is it your hope that he would somehow fast-track FDA approval or fund mass production of these products?
Well, there's a disconnect between the medical community and the scientific community.
Ah, yes. Absolutely, there is.
I mean, for a long time, you know, look, go back and listen to the broadcast, and they were saying this is not airborne. This is not going to be a problem. And yet, back in January, knew it was a problem. I've got people in Singapore. They are so far ahead of us as far as the studies. They showed a woman in one restaurant got everyone else sick because of the air conditioning system.
Legendary disease. Yeah.
There's a paper that shows, several papers now, that show that a person that's asymptomatic can breathe 1,000 viral particles with each breath, and that will linger for 2 or 3 hours in a given room. If you're not zapping it with far UV stale ray, then that's going to linger and people are going to get sick. Is it any wonder that a choir had a rehearsal? One person was probably asymptomatic and everyone else in the room got sick because they were singing from the bottom of their lungs, expelling 1,000 viral particles every breath. And the doctors that have gone on TV and said, well, it's safe to fly in planes because HEPA filters capture viruses, is absolutely not true. The U.S. Air Force did a study, and I can put a link on or send you a link, that showed as soon as a HEPA filter is challenged with actual virus, it goes right through. It's like a screen door. And so 1,000 viral particles would go into a HEPA filter and 990 would come out. If it goes past a UVC lamp, if it goes past our lamp, 1,000 would go in and one would come out.
What would this do to the whole Western medical apparatus?
I think it would save billions of dollars in healthcare. As I said, the HAI could mean $1.5 million to the bottom line of a hospital. And the number of deaths up until this point was influenza. 60,000 a year die from influenza. That's also airborne. That's also transmitted through buses and trains and planes. Everybody probably listening has been on a plane and gotten sick afterwards. That's because the air in the plane is circulating the pathogens. So we've got to do something about the air, or you might as well forget about cleaning the surfaces.
In an earlier interview, I was talking about the gross national product being big pharma. Now, if your products were used, what would that do for, say, the companies that make antibiotics?
It would certainly reduce the number of drugs people have to take, and it would make a lot of people more healthy in their daily lives. And I think it would be a bottom line, would be a boon for this country.
Okay, but Big Pharma would lose out.
They would not be happy with us. That's correct. And that's why really UVC became sidelined. UVC was in a lot of hospitals, and it UVC 54 is very deadly on different viruses. So during the 50s and 60s, UVC became very used widely for tuberculosis. And that got they got rid of that because antibiotics came into play. So right now, the UVC guys are going crazy. They're selling their products. But UVC will penetrate the skin. It can damage your skin. The threshold limit value or the amount of UVC that a person can take on their skin is 6 millijoules. And I can explain the dose. But our 222 doesn't penetrate the dead skin layer, so you literally could take 5,000 millijoules. Now, a millijoule is the way we measure the dose. If you think of a 60-watt lamp, a UVC or a far UV lamp is putting out, say, 20 milliwatts. It's like a 60-milliwatt lamp. So that's like the rate of the snow falling. And the amount the snow builds up is the millijoules or the dose. So as I said before, spores are the hardest thing to kill, like Clostridium difficile. That takes about 100 millijoules. Then we break it apart. Bacteria could take 40 or 50 millijoules. The coronavirus, we've done three, and we've gotten all three destroyed in less than 20 millijoules. So it's a very easy pathogen to destroy.
I know C. diff is incredibly difficult to destroy, and usually in a lot of people I've talked with, it returns. And even the most potent antibiotic can barely touch it. We do have a caller, Chris, near Las Vegas. Chris, you have a question?
Well, I do, as a matter of fact, but I really want to applaud your guest on his entrepreneurial superiority. Finding a niche in a market that has a definite need right now seems to be a very astute position, and his solution is so simplistic and relatively low cost, I expect, that it seems idiotic not to at least contemplate utilizing it to ameliorate some of these dangerous bacteria and virologic conditions in a lot of our mass transportation and other locations that he's mentioned very clearly. I'm wondering if his inability to manufacture is related to the glass enclosures for his secret sauce, as he calls it. And I, being a former multi-disciplined electrician and lighting significant experienced man, I happen to know there are many places that they manufacture high-quality Pyrex-type, high-impact ability to withstand glass on the planet because of some experience I had with evacuated tube solar lamps and stuff. And I know that these manufacturers exist in other parts of the world that might be able to provide the glass facilitated to your standards to escalate the development of your products, if that would be helpful.
Well, our lamps are made out of pure quartz. That's the only material that allow 222 nanometer photons to go through. The photons, our photons don't penetrate the glass. It doesn't penetrate plastic, even the thinnest plastic, and it doesn't penetrate like safety glasses. So we have a very good supplier of pure quartz that we fashion into the tubes and then fill them with the secret sauce on a vacuum station. They're inert gases that fill the lamp. And it's really a question of the number of lamps we can produce a day. We're in very low volume. So we have to think of us as the first LED TVs. They were very, very expensive, and now you can get them for a couple hundred bucks. Once we get into millions and millions of lamps, the way Philips is doing UVC lamps or bulbs, the price will come down, but we're right now very expensive because we're in such low volume and it's all American made. So we're not getting the volume reductions that we could if we were making thousands of these at a time. So that's a major challenge we've been dealing with for the last 15 years.
Well, I certainly look for you to be able to solve that problem very quickly. In spite of the conflicts of substantial financial interests of the people at the CDC, the WHO, Bill Gates and Fauci and the others, Burks and the Chinese government having substantial influence in these outcomes, it seems like clearer, more accurate, true scientific minds would naturally be interested in your product and the benefits derived to the benefit of all mankind and the savings of lives that are invaluable. So thank you so very, very much for your hard work, your thoughtful efforts, and the ability to come to these superior conclusions. Thank you so much, Deanna, for having this guest on.
Oh, thank you, Chris, for your phone call. It is amazing. I hope that you do find the funding, but you're, and I hate to be negative, but you're going against a big adversary when we're talking about Big Pharma, given their the amount of influence that they have in TV and everywhere else. People have looked to Big Pharma to solve all their medical problems, and yet you've come up with a solution that would knock them out of the ball game.
Well, yes, and fortunately there are some entrepreneurs that we're talking to, that want to buy lamp stations or license our technology and build their own lamp stations. So we're very encouraged with the number of people coming forward in that regard. There are some manufacturers that literally are out of work. They've got 300 people sitting at home because their business or industry is shut down. So they're turning to us to help build our products to get it into mass volume. So we believe that we're going to be able to get the funding necessary through license agreements, hopefully in the next month or so. And if we can, then we can build a lamp station, or at least the first pod of the lamp station, in the next 60 to 90 days. And hopefully by the end of the year, we're making 40,000 lamps a month. A year.
Wow. Wow. That would be fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. It would solve many problems on many levels.
Yeah, but there's still millions and millions of these lamps needed around the world. I mean, we can't even begin to think about exporting lamps out of the U.S., and yet just about every country has contacted us about buying our products.
Right. Now, when we first began the program, you talked about tanning salons, which I would never recommend. What is the difference? I think it would just destroy your skin.
Well, that's a different wavelength. That's higher. That's up in the UVA, UVB range. So that actually gets through the atmosphere, and those lamps give you a suntan. And if you get too much exposure, it burns your skin, just the way UVC does. Our wavelength is much lower, and it doesn't penetrate the dead skin layer. If we didn't have the dead skin layer, then we would be harming our bodies. But because of the dead skin layer and the cornea, the photons, it literally is like the sound booth that you're in right now. The sound waves hit whatever material you have to block the sound in your studio, and it just stops. Well, think of our dead skin layer as the same thing. The photons hit the dead skin layer and just stop, whereas any virus or bacteria or C. diff that's on a surface doesn't have that protection. And therefore, they get literally they absorb the 222 nanometers, and it literally makes them explode.
Wow.
We have a picture of a spore that we exposed to 100 millijoules again on our website, and we took it to UNH and did a micrograph of it, and it looks like a broken twigs. And Ed Neister, the patent holder, said that this is the first time anyone has ever shown photons to be able to break apart a pathogen. That was like seeing water on Mars.
Wow. All righty. We excuse me. We have another caller, Joe in Indiana. Joe?
Hi. Good afternoon, Indiana, and thank you for having such a wonderful guest on. This is just an extraordinary thing. I just I've been picking up the program bits and pieces, and I had a quick question about the wand. I'm going to review the program later on the archives, but I'm a physician. I do a lot of work bedside. I do surgical procedures bedside.
Yeah, you're our facilities. Dr. Joe, right. How are you?
Right, I'm Dr. Joe.
And bless your heart.
I'm really curious about that wand. Is that something I could take with me? Is it small enough where I could actually have that portably? And you know, as you were saying, I could, you know, because sometimes at the surgical site, bedside, when I set things up, you know, you can use the baiting scrubs and things like that. I mean, I can use that also. Is that a protocol that would be considered?
We'll talk about it after the break.
Okay, we'll be right
back. Okay, thank you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All righty, we are back with our guest, John Nestor. I'm sorry, I've been mispronouncing your name.
That's fine.
Of SterileRay.com, and we have our Dr. Joe from Indiana, who is a physician. Okay, go ahead.
Dr. Joe, you were asking about skin, Dr. Joe.
Yes,
you could technically or eventually be able to treat wounds with our lamp. Ed Nestor, the patent holder, figured out the 21 factors that control this lamp, so it just puts out a straight line 222 nanometers. There are other people foreign companies that are making this an excimer lamp, but they are not skin safe. And in fact, that's the reason that the professor at Columbia patented a filter and to be able to make their lamps skin safe. But we don't need a filter. A filter adding expense and inefficiency to the lamp. There are groups in Singapore that have done wound care studies. Our original study, the first ever, was done at Mass General that showed that R-222 does not harm skin or eyes. And there's a study that did all foot ulcers with 222, got excellent results. And as I said earlier, I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say that I do a lot of foot ulcer type things. That's why I'm real fascinated about the wound care. Is that something, how often does a patient have to be treated?
We don't know. I mean, we're just getting into that. Obviously, we don't have the money to fund those studies, but we would be more than happy to talk with you about it. We are coming out with 250-watt wand that would be possibly used for that. As I said earlier, Dr. Rousey in Florida is treating patients' eyes, and we're going to be going to 510K and FDA approval for that. There are 6.8 million people that go into their eye doctor right now with infections. The only thing that eye doctor can do is swab the eye and wait 48 hours. In that 48 hours, people lose their eyesight. But this will be the first time that a doctor could take that swab, zap the eye, stop the infection, and then follow it up with antibiotics, as you know, doctor, that's in your skin and on your eyebrows and everywhere else. So we're not going to eliminate drugs, but we're going to be able to save people's eyes and hopefully in wound care be able to heal much quicker.
And save limbs. You know, you do limb salvage and saving limbs. I mean, I deal with a lot of that wound care in the lower extremities. John, I wish you the best of the luck, and I'll be in. I'm going to get online. I'm going to read about you, and I hope to contact you. This sounds so marvelous, and Deanna's wonderful. She has the most extraordinary guests on, and I just wish I had a chance to tune in early. I just been so busy today, but I did pick up bits and pieces, but it sounds marvelous. I thank you so much for taking my call, too.
Well, thank you for being on the front lines.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. And, of course, we do have the archives, so people can listen to the program, to the entire program. What you are contemplating and what you're doing is just fabulous, and I wish you the very, very best of luck. It sounds like just a wonderful thing.
So thank you so much for having me.
Bless you and your brother Ed for doing this. Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
You can be tracked and traced when you're online. With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.